Well, thank you for returning for yet another of our thoughts for the day. So let's pray. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, our verses today are 1 John chapter 3 and verses 16 to 20. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This, then, is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Well, we've been hearing quite a bit this week about what we've called the great divide, between those who love God and those who hate God, between those who love their fellow human beings and those who, like Cain, hate them. But there's another divide that John wants us to be aware of, between those who say they love God and their fellow human beings and those who actually do the loving. And that's what John wants us to see in his key verse today, verse 18. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. So how do we show love? How do we do love? And John's answer is verse 16, follow Christ's example. And in that verse, John talks about Jesus laying down his life for us. Now clearly John doesn't mean that as a Christian I can give my life for other people as an atonement for sin. Only Jesus can do that, and he's done it. What John means is that we give to others, we love others, just as Jesus loves us. Sacrificially, unconditionally, without counting the cost, love that has no self-interest at all. That's the kind of love, says John, that shows that our faith is real. And that kind of love will touch our diaries, our bank accounts, our talents, our energy, our possessions, our time. And Jesus Christ, indwelling the true believer through his Holy Spirit, is the only source of that kind of sacrificial love. And that's why John challenges us in verse 17 when he asks, if anyone sees his brother or sister in need but has no pity, literally closes his heart against them, how can the love of God be in him? Now, I don't know about you, but when I read letters like 1 John, I wonder whether I've made much progress in my Christian life at all. A letter written by John to encourage Christian believers that seems to condemn me on every page. And if that's your thought too, then take heart with me from verse 20. You see, it's not that God glosses over our failures. In fact, he knows we're worse than even we think we are. But our comfort is, says John, that God knows that the measure of true love that we do have is irrefutable evidence of the activity of his Holy Spirit in our lives, that we have truly been born of God. And John has much more to say about that in tomorrow's concluding verses of chapter 3. Let's pray. Lord, again, you challenge us through your word. Lord, are we sayers or doers? Do our lives and our actions, our diaries, our bank accounts, do they say truly that we love others because you loved us? Lord, we thank you for that love shown to us, both by your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our fellow Christian brothers and sisters. Make us, Lord, we pray, instruments of your love to others. We ask it for your praise and glory. Amen.